And we're back with This and That on Sunny 1100 WGPA. And Sue and Ted, Stan Sager is on line two.
Okay, very good. And we won't keep you waiting any longer, or we won't keep Stan waiting any longer. So let's hook him up here.
Push the button.
Stan, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Stan, well, thank you very much for taking the time out to come on the show today. And I know that a lot of people out there are just as interested as I am in finding out exactly what the Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club is all about. And
well,
maybe you could tell us.
Sure. We're a fairly large group based in sort of between here and Philadelphia. We have a lot of members from the Philadelphia area as well as the Lehigh Valley. And we're basically a group of people who are interested in vintage and antique radios, ham equipment, and vintage televisions from about the 1920s for radios all the way up basically until transistor equipment started to come into play in the 60s or so. So just a group of people that enjoy the old radios and televisions and repairing them, restoring them, and playing them.
Do you know what? Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Do you know anybody who has a pink GE clock radio? That's what I really want from the 50s.
Actually, I restored for my daughter a pink radio. It's in her room right now. I forget if it's a GE or not.
A little clock radio?
It's a clock radio.
How attached is she to it?
How attached is she to it? I would really like that.
Well, Susan, I know that Stan is going to tell us all about this swap meet, I guess, or it's a sale that's going on in Kutztown that I get again. And maybe, you ought to be going out there and looking for one,
well,
right, Stan?
I am going to go out there.
That's an excellent point. There will be so many radios there that I would be willing to bet almost anything that there would be a pink GE clock radio there
for sale. 1953, 54,
I would think almost 53, 54,
yeah.
60s, whatever you would want. There's probably thousands of radios there in total, so.
How many people are going to be showing or selling the radios out there, Stan?
We're sold out, as we almost always are. So there will be approximately 100 to 150 dealers.
Oh, wow. And this is in Kutztown. It's behind Renninger's, right?
Correct. It's at the Renninger's Farmers Market, which is just outside of Kutztown on Noble Street.
Right.
And it's in the outside pavilion. It's outdoors, but it is undercover. Although I understand the weather is going to be quite good this time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be today and tomorrow, is that correct?
It'll be today and tomorrow. It starts officially today at noon, although I would suspect there's probably people there already.
Right.
And it'll run till pretty much till evening tonight, maybe about 8 or 9 o'clock.
You can buy, trade, swap, that kind of thing?
That's correct. Uh-huh. You can buy and sell both radios, televisions, parts. We also have an auction at noon on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Which is a great way to buy things because there's a lot of things there, and things tend to go fairly reasonably priced.
Pink clock radio, can't
wait. Well, actually, Stan, I was at your last meet, and that was, a few months ago. And
right.
I bought a Philco, a restored Philco cathedral-type table radio, and I was very pleased with it. It's beautiful. It works wonderfully.
Nice sound.
And it was very inexpensive.
Yeah, and the Philco cathedral radios that you're talking about are kind of the classic shape and what people think of when they think of an antique radio.
Right,
that's
right.
Quite an attractive type of radio.
Yeah, well, I'm not a young guy, and I can remember, sort of sitting around the radio when I was a kid listening to The Lone Ranger and Amos and Andy and Lights Out, those things. So it's very very nostalgic for me. Yeah.
It'll be a fun afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I know Mark gets very, very excited.
Mark
every time
wasn't there when we
the
were there last
up,
time.
Right? So, but and also you say this not only this would be general consumer kinds of radios, but you say ham radios as well. Is that right?
Well, the convert general radios is probably the major focus, but yes, there is quite a bit of ham equipment there as well. And televisions and even a few jukeboxes will be there.
Oh, really?
But radios is probably the main attraction there. Maybe two-thirds of the things there are radios.
Are you there now?
Pardon me?
Are you there now?
No, I'm at home, but I'm leaving. When I hang up here, I'm going to get some things together, and I'll be heading out there.
Oh,
now, Stan, if you wanted to become part of the Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club, exactly what would you do? Who would you contact, and what would be involved in that?
Well, probably the easiest way to make contact is to go to our website, which is www.delawarevalleyhistorichistoryclub.com. dvhrc.org.
What's that stand for?
That's for Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club.
Oh, DVH. Okay, DVH.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And on there is all kinds of information, including my phone number,
mm-hmm.
which people are certainly welcome to call.
Okay. And you have regular meetings, monthly or whatever? Or?
Correct. We meet once a month in Telford, PA, which is between the Lehigh Valley and Philadelphia.
Right.
It's the second Tuesday of each month, and we have usually a presentation and a short business meeting, and then we have an auction each month where people bring in things that they no longer want. And
Why don't you join that, Ted?
Maybe. How old does the radio have to be considered historic?
Well, there's really no official rule, but typically when people think of historic radios, it basically means a tube radio. In other words, prior to transistors coming into play.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make them from the maybe the early 1960s and older.
Well, there were transistor radios actually around in 1960 and late 50s.
Yeah, but he's saying...
But right.
So I guess if you had an old one of the early transistor radios, that might qualify as a historic radio, too.
Absolutely. There's people that collect just transistor radios, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Although most people go for the tubes, but transistors are becoming more collectible as well, as some of the early ones are now almost 50 years old. So,
that's right. Well, I'm an antique, and I come from the 50s. So,
watch
there
it.
You go.
Well, Stan, I really appreciate it. It's really very interesting.
It sounds much more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
And Sue and I are definitely going to run out there this afternoon and say hello.
Hope to meet you.
And is there anything else you'd like to add while you've got the airwaves here?
Well, I'd just like to say that the show is today and tomorrow in Kutztown. And it's open to the public. There is no admission fee, so you can just come out and look around and not have to pay anything to go there. And there's many radios from a dollar up to many hundreds of dollars if you want to spend that much. But it's a fairly inexpensive hobby, and you can get something pretty reasonable and maybe start off an enjoyable hobby.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Stan, again, thank you very much, and we'll see you out there this afternoon.
It was nice
meeting
you.
Stop by and say hello.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care.